vinyl, or laminate flooring in countless designs, and tie it all together with laminate, acrylic, or luxurious quartz and granite countertops. The possibilities are endless, so let's get started today. We have great ideas and designs for every room in your home at Red Oak DeWitt Center, your locally owned kitchen and bath headquarters on Broadway in Red Oak.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 24 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. I want to let you know, Montgomery County Family YMCA pool is closed until further notice. The hot tub's open, so go enjoy the hot tub, but the pool is closed until further notice. Have the opportunity and pleasure now, as I've been telling you, to visit with John Holland with me. John, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Most exciting number one thing you're going to do today is what, John?
Talk to you on the radio.
Yes, sir. That's the answer I like right there. So, John, I'm pretty excited about getting to visit with you, and we're going to have a new acquaintance here just in a minute you're going to introduce us to. So
that is correct.
We are looking forward to that. Dwayne Foster. Good morning, yes. Dwayne.
Good morning.
Nice to visit with you.
You
we're going to talk here in just a minute, so hold tight. John, what's going on at the Red Oak Country Club?
Well, I just wanted to give a little update on everything that's happened in the last year or so and kind of where we're at currently.
A lot has happened, has it not?
A lot has happened. We have done a lot of renovation in the clubhouse. The ladies committee, as well as Roger Vile, helped immensely renovating the clubhouse and updated the kitchen. That was a year and a half ago.
Yep.
And on the golf course side of things, last fall we received the Iowa Golf Association 18-hole course of the year award.
Mm-hmm.
Through the nomination from Fred Davis here locally, which is a nice little feather in our cap and hopefully will attract more people to play.
Sure.
I wanted to basically touch base. Since we're about halfway through the year, we have decided to offer some half price specials for all membership categories.
How does that work?
By calling Colton Thornburg, the club manager, at 712-623-4281. And actually that will allow whoever signs up to also have half price dues for next year.
Oh.
So this is
a good time to go.
You cannot beat this deal right now. This is the best time to become a member if you're not a member already.
John, you have different levels for individuals, families, seniors.
There are full family, full single, senior family, a multitude of membership categories. There's pool. There's a 25 to 50 mile membership.
Yep.
There's a greater than 50 mile membership. And just to give you an example, a greater than 50 mile membership is not much more than $265 for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And it'd be
very reasonable.
Same for next year.
Yeah.
And up to a full family membership right now would be about $1,250.
Okay.
So it's a great time to become a member if you're not already. We've had a ton of new younger members join here in the last year,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love to see those new young faces because that's the future of the country club.
You bet.
It's the future of Red Oak. I wanted to mention our board members. We've got a very active board. We've tried our best to turn things around here and make things work a little better. Jason Orm, Scott Turner, Lynette Vaninite, Mark Jackson, Brian Bowen, Tony Carlson, Gene Webb, and Drew Wiggum, along with yours truly. So we're working hard to try to make the correct decisions to keep this club forging forward.
It's obvious, John, if anyone has paid attention, that there has been a lot of effort and a lot of work has gone on at the Red Oak Country Club.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very obvious.
We don't want to go too far back in history very long, but I was superintendent out there in 1984, came to town, through 1997. And
Dwayne was in the military.
Yes, that is actually correct.
Right, Dwayne?
I was in the military.
That's right.
And we did here, skipping forward 40 years.
It seems about that fast, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. My wife and I last fall decided that we would co-chair the fund drive for irrigation upgrade on the golf course. And at the current time, and we want to thank the community, the businesses in town, as well as the members, at the current time, we're at the $144,000 mark. Our goal originally was $184,000, so we've got a ways to go. We're probably going to end up breaking it up into a phase one, phase two situation, but I just picked up the first load of materials yesterday, and we will be starting to work here in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting. We're looking to upgrade and make fairway irrigation part of the whole package. So we'll have the fairways, tees, and greens irrigated when all this is said and done. But we are still accepting donations. Everybody can keep their pocketbooks open down the road here.
How would someone reach out if they wanted to donate or just give you the rest $40,000? How would someone reach out?
Again, Colton at the club or myself, I'll be happy to throw out my phone number, 712-370-4917. Feel free to call at any point in time. Leave a message. I'll get back to you. We've had very good community engagement there. We just need a little bit more to make it all happen the way we'd like it to happen.
Yeah.
So like kind of moving into what we're really here for, the
yes.
exciting part of things.
Yes.
Is about a year and a half ago, I said, Roger Vile, ladies committee, did a lot of renovation in the clubhouse. We've got the kitchen open, or we have the kitchen ready to open. Mm-hmm. We've been searching for the right person to help us complete our needs list, which would allow us to provide great golf, beautiful swimming pool that is currently open, and a fine restaurant to its members. But the thing I want to make sure I emphasize is that the restaurant will be open to the public, just like it was previously when we had our previous cook.
Okay.
So with that, I'd like to introduce Mr. Dwayne Foster, owner of Dwayne's Barbecue LLC. He's going to be providing pop-up dining at the clubhouse for the next few months. And after 90 days, if we have good turnout, quantity of people show mm-hmm. up, including the public, then I can already vouch for the quality. We had a little taste testing about a week ago with the board members and their spouses and families, and I heard not one negative comment about his food. It is awesome. And we want to make sure that the public's aware of that. I feel we need another evening option for dining here in this town, and this is a new little niche that I think is going to fill the void very nicely.
I think so. Absolutely. I think you're exactly right. I don't think there is another barbecue place that I'm aware of.
Correct.
That I can think of offhand. So, Dwayne Foster, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to visit with you.
All right.
So we did talk about this, and when I met Dwayne, I said first thing I asked him was, "What's your number one item?" He said, "Brisket." I said, "Where's it at?"
Yeah, my bad here.
We're gonna have to visit again, Dwayne.
Yes,
we're
gonna
have to
absolutely.
Visit again. But just to stress, though, this is going to be Saturdays, starting on we think the 18th, right? July 18th.
Yes, I changed it to July 18th and the 25th.
And the 25th.
Yes.
And it is open to your members, but it is open to the public.
Yes.
So come for lunch. You're going to be open from 11 until 2.
Yes.
And then you're also going to be open in the evening.
In the evening. That
so
is correct.
I don't need to make reservations, do I?
At this point, no.
Okay.
No. But we'll let you know if that happens.
Well, let's hope that
hopefully,
it gets. Let's get to that point.
Exactly.
But again, to reiterate, it is open to the public.
Correct.
So, Dwayne.
Yes.
I see, and I mentioned that you're in the military whenever I was talking to John there.
Yes.
Veteran-owned. So I want to know a little bit about Dwayne. Where are you from? How did you start with barbecue? Talk to me about being a veteran. I want you to tell me about yourself a little bit.
I'm originally from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep.
I served from 81 to 88 in the Army. I enjoyed every minute of it, especially overseas. My passion was when I was in high school when my stepfather would actually be in the backyard just grilling up ribs.
Yeah.
And the way he had nothing but dry rub on them and he used no sauce. He was not a big fan of sauce.
So I told you, that is my preferred. I grew up down south, Memphis style barbecue, dry rub barbecue. I love it. That gives you the option. If you want to sauce it up, you can sauce it up, or you can keep it dry, whatever you wish. Sorry to interrupt.
No,
yeah, so that's how it started, right?
That's how it started. I didn't enjoy the barbecue sauce, so I started creating my own.
Yeah.
And it took me about 10 years.
So that's how you started, right?
That's how I started.
You started, show me how to do that. And then he showed you?
He showed me. Normally, he'd say, get away from me, you know, go mow the lawn.
Yeah.
But that day, he said, yeah, I'll show you.
And that's where it started.
That's where it started.
So talk to me about when did you first, so after the military, when did you get into to barbecue? And talk to me about a little bit about your road.
After the military, I drove over the road for about 10 years.
Okay.
But I kept just coming back to barbecue. Hey, I'll stop somewhere. I want somebody to show me where the nearest barbecue spot is at, located.
Yeah, right.
And I will always keep a conversation notebook. And I would just write down recipes. But it was all barbecue.
Yeah.
Like, how do I make barbecue ribs? How do I do this? How do I do brisket? You know, and that was a passion that I had. And I just stayed with me until today.
So brisket is your number one best thing you do?
Brisket is my number one. And number two would probably be the pork belly burnt ends.
Bingo, bingo.
John's vouching for that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I would say the ribs. And then smoked turkey.
So St. Louis style, spare, what do
I
you do?
I do both.
Okay.
I do a spare rib, St. Louis style, and a baby back.
Okay. What will the menu look like? Will all these items be on the menu?
The menu.
Brisket, will it change?
The
what's
brisket
like?
Will be on the menu along with the smoked pulled pork, along with ribs.
Okay.
Those would be my top three. Then the special days, like a chef special, I offer pork belly burnt ends.
Mm-hmm.
With loaded nachos, loaded fries. So...
I like how this is going. It sounds good to me so far. So when you come to the country club, you have, my understanding is you have your own smoker, but it's not, we're not talking just like my smoker I have at my house.
It's a smoker trailer.
You have a trailer.
Yes,
And you'll bring that.
I bring it up, yes.
Do all of your smoking there outside, at the
right.
trailer.
That is correct. I'll be using hickory and cherry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the secret? To is it, you know, you always hear slow and low, you hear this, but slow. what's the trick?
The trick is have patience.
So there we go. There's many people's problem right there. Right?
Your seasoning is probably number one. You got to have the right rub on there. Make sure you have your times ready or set for your brisket, your ribs. If you're doing multiple, you want to make sure you get your brisket in there the longest.
Okay.
Rotation. Low points, make sure you rotate in and out. And your wood. You got to make sure, I never use just one. I mix my wood.
It is amazing to me. You have a lot going on.
I do.
Whenever when you're smoking and you're looking at temperatures, and this is my brisket, it's been on here this long. My ribs have been this long. My chicken's been this long. And I got this mix of wood. My temperature's right. My temperature's low. My temperature's high. Oh.
Everything.
That's a lot to keep up with.
It's a timer.
Yeah.
I have timers. I have times.
Wow.
I got seven here, four here, three here, all timers. And they go off. I know what to do.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have, I'm going to say, people, all of the traditional items when you think barbecue, you have chicken, turkey, sausage, ribs.
Yes.
Brisket. What am I leaving out? Pork belly.
Pork belly.
Yeah. Burn ends. All this.
Yeah. That's about it as far as the meat.
Yep. Okay, sides. What are we looking at, sides?
Oh, my sides, I have creamy mac and cheese, baked beans. I do seasoned fries, potato salad, coleslaw with broccoli mix, Southern style green beans with smoked turkey.
Yeah, there we go.
And my desserts, I do a peach cobbler and an apple crisp.
And you do, but you do all this. You make all of these
items.
I
make all this myself.
This is not something you pull off of a shelf somewhere.
No.
This is something that Dwayne has made.
I make, yes. And don't forget about my sauces. We make in-house sauce.
Let's talk about your sauces.
I first started off making just one kind, which is the sweet barbecue.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, let me try something different. So I started going with a little spicy. Then I went with the hot. And I would say between the sweet or the sweet and spicy, I was probably number one. Sweet and spicy, I make at least 2 gallons to 3 gallons a week.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And also, we'll be selling jars in the country club
of course.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And special occasion, I might throw in a white barbecue, but not really.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite.
Okay.
But people seem to love it.
Okay. So you have sweet and spicy.
Got sweet and spicy, sweet.
Sweet.
And hot.
And hot. Is hot like light you on fire hot, John?
To me, I love hot.
You're a spicy guy.
It was, yeah. It went down fine. Didn't need to throw something down liquid-wise to chase it. No, it was a nice hot. But yeah, I'm anxious to get his old hot that's somewhere in his back.
Apparently, Dwayne, he has this secret sauce somewhere, right?
I got the secret sauce somewhere, and
that burns from top to bottom. If you know what I mean,
it burns.
Yeah. That's for special occasions.
That's special occasions. Special we'll have it. If you ask for it, I'll probably, okay, I'll make it for you. Okay.
But be careful.
Be careful, uh-huh. Yes.
What's the best, you know, I have said many times, Dwayne, and I truly believe, there's something about having a meal, sitting down and visiting with people. It's biblical. It is a biblical concept.
Yep.
And I think that it is important for people to sit down and eat, have good food, laugh, enjoy each other's company, and there's just about no better way than sitting and enjoying barbecue, in my opinion. So, I'm a pretty simple guy, though.
Yeah, that's my favorite. So, that's why I got into the business. So, yeah.
So, you'll have the staffing in place. I don't need to make reservations.
No.
You're going to start July 18th is the anticipated first Saturday.
Yes.
And it's open to all club members, but it's open to the public. Right, John?
Correct. And we will have – he will be serving a meal or two at our member guest event, which is July 10th and 11th.
Okay. Yeah.
So he will be here also for that. Now that's a member function.
Yeah.
But we're anxious to get him here and get him working.
So what all did you have, John, at this tasting test?
He had nearly everything he makes.
Okay.
For us to enjoy.
You tried it all.
Yeah. Pretty much, and it was all top notch.
Tell me again, your desserts are what?
Peach cobbler and apple crisp.
Okay. My great granny Rice made peach cobbler. That I said, so John, we have a high benchmark on peach cobbler.
Watch out. Come on.
So, yeah. So we'll have to see on that one. I'm looking forward to that.
Love a challenge.
Yeah, there you go. I'm pretty excited, John. This is kind of the piece when you're talking about the Red Oak Country Club, all the revitalization, all the effort that's gone into it. The restaurant really is kind of that final piece, right? I mean, to really bring that together.
In my opinion, definitely. And we've used food trucks the last year to kind of get us by on our busy nights, but I think this is the next best thing after that. I mean, the food trucks were okay, but when you're serving from outside, sometimes people, like you say, to sit down and enjoy a meal. Sometimes they grab and go. Yeah. Sometimes they're at the deck for a minute and then they're gone. I think it's best if we can get them in the dining area that we've fixed up. That's so nice. Let people enjoy it and just try to push that we need the public involved. It's going to be a restaurant open for the public to enjoy, and we need numbers to make it all happen, and for it to be long term, we need numbers.
Okay. So what did I leave out, Dwayne, that you want people to know about you or your menu or something you do really well as far as brisket, ribs? Anything else we need to touch on there?
I will be offering, like I said, weekly specials. Uh-huh. Well, specials when I come up from a pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have some dates for you.
Tell me about them.
August 8th and the 22nd, September 5th and the 19th. Those are my pop-up dates.
That's when you'll be here.
Yes.
Mark that down. We'll put that out there. Mark it down and go and enjoy. What's the price range when we're talking? What's your price range?
That's a good question. Anywhere between 14 and up.
Yeah.
I am offering something new, if you want to hear about it.
Sure.
A barbecue buffet.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And we still need to talk about this price structure for that, but we had talked about what the community would pay.
Uh-huh.
Basically, just come in a it's all you can eat barbecue.
Wow. Well, I like how this sounds. I like how this sounds.
Yeah.
So
we're going to try that.
Have you tried that? But have you done that before? This will be a first.
Never. A friend of mine that lives in the Carolinas, he was like, try that barbecue buffet, man. He said, trust me, it works.
Do you like the Carolina style?
I do not.
I can't do the Carolina style. I've tried it.
It's too runny.
I can't do it.
No. No. So I started this dry rub. Oh, back in 2017, and it works.
Yeah.
With sauce on the side. And that's my...
That's your go-to.
That's
your favorite.
Yes. On everything that all my meat, everything is dry rub, sauce on the side, nothing is lathered. Mm-hmm. Only thing I do, I spray my ribs with apple juice when I'm smoking, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, John, what did we leave out that we need to touch on?
Well, I do see in this little write-up here that this guy has won an award or two in
Whoa.
The past.
Whoa. So. Well, how'd we leave that out? So tell me about that, Dwayne.
Yes.
Dwayne has told, I've been visiting with Dwayne for a while now, and he totally left that out. He did not. He's being humble. Yep. Don't be humble.
Well, you're talking about food, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, let's talk about. So, what awards have you won here?
I won the Ribstock 2022 Exarban Dry Rub.
Of course.
First place.
First place.
Yeah.
Number one.
Number one.
Yes.
And I have also had a deal with the brisket. They wanted to enter my brisket in the competition, but at that time I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So that was another thing. Brisket was
like you said,
is delicacy, man. It's, people love it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially dry rub type. And
I got to tell you, I've tried brisket a few times, but I tend to get it too dry. What am I doing?
The key is your wrap. What do you wrap with? If you wrap with foil or butcher paper?
Foil,
If you wrap with foil, you're gonna retain all the moisture and the juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If you use butcher paper, it goes all up in the paper.
Okay.
And then when you
use
go to
foil.
Cut it,
yeah.
I use foil.
Okay.
I wrap it like a boat on both ends.
Maybe you just need another.
Maybe I do.
Wrap on top of the inside.
What I need to do
wrap.
Is just go out to the country club.
There you go.
On the 18th and just have you cook me something.
Yeah.
And then I'll just eat it and enjoy it. That's what I can do.
And so. I use the drippings back into the brisket when I slice it. I put it back on the line and add the drippings over top.
Now, you were saying also that you utilize some of your other items, like you mentioned, the drippings or the bones, to go cook back in
for the food.
Beans and other to add flavor to those sorts of things.
When I smoke my ribs, I always cut the ends off. You know, I always go maybe like a 10 bone. Mm-hmm. I use that extra meat and the bones to put back into my meat, like my green beans or especially my baked beans.
See, I'm ready to go, John.
Is your mouth watering already?
Yeah, I'm wanting some ribs. I'm wanting some Southern style green beans and some baked beans.
Yes, and I'm going to explain that Southern style green beans to some people who really don't know.
Yeah.
A Southern style green bean is not just water based, it's every seasoning you can think, putting it into the water, and then adding your smoked turkey or adding your smoked bones or whatever you want to add to the flavor.
Yeah.
To the water. Then after that, you add your green beans, let it simmer for a couple of hours. Takes a while. And then right at the last hour, you're throwing your potatoes.
See?
And there's your Southern style.
Do you have a few onions in there? You put onions in there?
I put onions, yes.
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 Yeah.
Next time he comes to town, we'll make sure you get a little plate.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
It's already on this July 11th.
I'm going to be there. I love it. I'm not a fan of steamed green beans. And you go on a lot of times, and I'm like,
I don't do steamed green beans.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Southern style green beans. I love it. So.
And I think that's it for right now for us, what I'm bringing, what I have to offer to the community.
So will you be, when you're out there, you're going to be busy, obviously, cooking. But will you be able to meet people, say hi to people, put some names
Hopefully.
And faces and that sort of? You're going
to
be busy.
I'm going to be busy,
So,
but I'm good at this, so I know how to manage.
You're
going to
be,
manage.
The smoker will be outside.
Yes.
You'll utilize the kitchen for all the other dishes
all
as
the
well.
All the dishes, that is correct.
Okay. John, what else do we need to, I mean, pretty exciting stuff, really.
Yeah, it's just getting the word out, getting everybody excited about it and fired up, and then just come on out and enjoy.
I mean, I'm like ready for some ribs right now. I'd go for a half a slab right now.
Oh, man.
We failed.
I'd go for half a slab right now.
Epic fail right there.
Southern style green beans, and I'd finish that off with a little peach cobbler.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'd like to mention people don't like coleslaw, but I make it to where it's very advertising. I had broccoli.
Okay.
And then I create my own slurry for the.
You do everything.
I do.
I mean, you make your own sauces, your own rubs.
Yes.
Your own beans. You got your own mixture there. Slaw.
My slaw is, I do it from scratch. And and far as.
Now, is this stuff you just, like you said, your stepdad showed you, and then you've just been building on it since then?
I built it on since then, yes.
Add this, add that, try this. Oh, that's no good. I'm not doing that. Let's try this next time.
And my brother is a big influencer with me. He used to be in barbecue competitions.
Oh, yeah.
And so he was like, hey, I'm going to show you how to do this. You're missing something to your brisket. I'm like, brisket tastes fine, man. It's good. He was like, no, it's missing something. He tastes my brisket. He was like, "That's what you need."
He's not going to tell us. Did you notice that?
That's right.
He
can't
left
give
us
out all your secrets.
and that was it. That was it. Yeah. And nine years later, that one inch seasoning, just that one ingredient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, very cool. Yeah. And that's how you built the menu. That's how you've built all this over time.
Over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Everything is very consistent. Even though I don't use measuring cups or I just know.
Yeah.
We'll just be happy to let him do his thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we want to say, John, that this will be open to the public. It's correct. Not a members only. John, I didn't ask you earlier, but I want you to tell me from your perspective, the last year and a half, a lot of work has gone into the country club, maybe longer than that. Year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, the last couple have been
so
busy.
30,000-foot view of the importance of the Red Oak Country Club to, I'm going to say, our community.
Exactly.
What do you think? What are your being out there working, having a long history with the country club, really, what's the importance?
You know, I feel whether it's churches, whether it's whatever, when you think about what we need as small communities to grow and thrive, you need all the pieces of the puzzle. If you want to attract people to this community, whether they're young people, whether they're retiring, coming to town looking for their little place to kind of take it easy, enjoy life, a country club is something that, you know, you think of all the fundraisers that we put on out there to help raise money, hospital, fair board, Tiger Invitational for Athletics.
There are lots of golf tournament fundraisers. Lots of those.
That's fairly important to the community when you think how much money is raised at the club. You know, going back to what I remember, you've got the potential for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter buffet, Thanksgiving. You've got another place to go, hopefully, in the evening for fine dining. And it's all important. If you get that one person that happens to come into town with a few million in their back pocket and they say, "Hey, yeah, this is a good place. I want to throw my money this direction." I think it's huge, hugely important to have all the pieces of the puzzle necessary to make sure you are giving those people the opportunity to come to town.
Yeah. Very good. So, and have some good barbecue while you're here.
Definitely.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
It.
John, anything else we need to touch on?
I think we're good. I appreciate the
Dwayne,
time.
Hey, nice to meet you. What else do we need to touch on, Dwayne?
I will be offering my cornbread cakes.
Oh.
Jalapeno cheddar and honey. They're cornbread on a flat grill.
Okay.
And they look like little pancakes, but it's cornbread.
I'm going with the jalapeno cheddar. Is that what you said? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Very good.
He saved something in his back pocket there for you.
He took it right to the very end. He held out the whole time, so I'm looking forward to it. Dwayne, it's a pleasure to visit with you.
You too.
It's been most enjoyable, and I truly do look forward to going and having a nice barbecue meal out at the country club. I'm looking forward to it already.
Be waiting on you.
Very good.
All right.
Nice to meet you. Make
you
it a
too.
Great day. Again, Dwayne Foster with us and John Holland talking about pretty exciting. One other thing. What are we calling it? Have we made it down that far yet? We're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that. We were the Oaks Restaurant
prior
to the kitchen closing down. I don't know. We'll talk more.
All right. Sounds good. You need a barbecue thing with some sort of oak in there. Yeah. There you go. Nice to see you. Make it a great day. Enjoyed the conversation immensely. Make it a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Step into summer savings at Brown Shoe Fit in Shenandoah. Right now, save 15%.